Hey there, idea hustlers. Cheat Cutter here, your daily dose of inspiration and quickfire solutions for life's little and big challenges. Today, we're tackling a topic that's close to my heart, how to juggle the demanding world of work with the equally important realm of personal life without becoming a human stress ball. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your days are a blur of deadlines, emails, and meetings, leaving little room for anything else? You know that feeling when you're constantly checking your phone even during precious family time because just one more email turns into 5 more hours of work? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. A way to achieve that coveted work-life balance without sacrificing either side. Here are 5 key strategies to reclaim your time and sanity. First things first, define what balance means for you. Forget those cookie-cutter definitions thrown around online. What truly brings you joy outside of work? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, hitting the gym, or simply chilling with a good book? Once you know your priorities, schedule them in like they are important meetings because they are. Second, set boundaries. This is crucial, folks. Learn to say no to extra projects that stress you too thin. Don't be afraid to disconnect after work hours or resist the urge to constantly check emails. Create clear lines between your professional and personal life. Remember, you don't have to be available 24/7. Next up, master the art of delegation. If possible, delegate tasks at work that can be handled by others. This frees up your time for more important projects and allows you to focus on what truly matters. At home, don't be afraid to share responsibilities with family members or housemates. Take intentional breaks throughout your day. Even short 5-minute pauses can do wonders for your productivity and mental well-being. Step away from your desk to stretch, go for a quick walk, listen to a song, anything that helps you clear your head and recharge. Remember, a refreshed mind is a more productive mind. And finally, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care encompasses taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a driven marketing manager who always felt like she was drowning in work. Her days were crammed with meetings, emails, and late nights, leaving little time for anything else. She constantly felt stressed, exhausted, and burnt out. But then, she decided to implement these strategies. She started saying no to extra projects, set boundaries by disconnecting after work hours, and delegated tasks whenever possible. Sarah also made a conscious effort to take short breaks throughout the day, walk during her lunch break, and indulge in her favorite hobby, painting, after work. This simple shift in her mindset and habits drastically improved her well-being. She felt less stressed, more energized, and even more productive at work. So, there you have it, folks. These are just a few strategies to help you achieve that elusive work-life balance without sacrificing either side. Remember, your well-being is paramount. Don't be afraid to prioritize yourself, set boundaries, and create a life that truly fulfills you. Now, go out there and make some magic happen, but don't forget to take breaks along the way. And if this episode resonated with you, hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Let's spread the message of work-life balance together. Until tomorrow, keep brainstorming, keep hustling, and most importantly, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.